Komoiawa Tamanui France and Tene, and this is your Wātea English News. Former Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters says current Minister Nanaia Mahuta shouldn't be working in the portfolio so close to the election. Ms Mahuta is in New York to represent New Zealand at the 2023 Climate Ambition Summit, convened by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, attending a meeting of Commonwealth foreign ministers on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, and signed the Oceans Biodiversity Treaty on behalf of New Zealand. On Saturday, she will give New Zealand's national statement at the General Assembly and have bilateral meetings with world leaders before travelling to Washington for meetings on Pacific regional issues and US engagement in the Pacific. Mr. Peters says New Zealand has 2 years to sign the Biodiversity Treaty.
So why is she signing us up now, only 11 days from the first early voting in this country? It's contempt for democracy. That's not what you do. And why has she not travelled to the rest of the Pacific trying to keep us combined and coordinated with them? And the last moment, all the way to New York and all the way to Washington. Well, this is the last hurrah or what?
Winston Peters. Also, Black Power Life member Dennis O'Reilly says a group organising a bus hikoi to Parliament to protest anti-gang policies would be better off planting their gardens. The group led by Matilda Kahotea of Ngāti Pūkenga says National and ACT don't understand how gang whānau live, and policies like stopping gang members from associating with each other will tear families apart. Mr. O'Reilly says the timing is wrong, and it's best to wait until the makeup of the next government is known and concrete proposals are on the table.
It's spring, and I'm encouraging people more to get their veggies in the ground and a bit of food security. I think it's forlorn and in many ways a bit of a waste of time, and I've told the organisers that. God bless them and wish them well. But with all the political rhetoric at the moment, you're just pissing against the wind, really.
Dennis O'Reilly. And finally, the Chief Medical Officer for Te Whatuora County's Manukau says he hopes whoever forms the next government takes an evidence-based approach to health reform. ACT has labelled Te Aka Whaiora, the Māori Health Authority, as race-based medicine, while National is promising to scrap it. Dr. Andrew Connolly says his experience is that Te Whatuora is benefiting from the insights Te Aka Whaiora is able to bring to the partnership.
As long as we don't lose the ethos of what we're trying to achieve for everyone in Aotearoa, then, you know, we'll make it work.
Dr. Andrew Connolly says he's impressed at the results the new system has produced in its infancy, even with its growing pains. And that's your Wātea English News.